they say to the Muslims, "You are foreigners," because not all Muslims are foreigners. There is a number of Muslims who are Swiss people who have been born here in Switzerland, who have the Swiss nationality, and they don't know any other country than Switzerland. But the combination that Muslims are foreigners, and when the people are getting more and more unwillingness against foreigners, and especially because they are Muslims, because they see on the TV screens all what happens around all the world, and once they see something, they say, "Well, these Muslims can be or could be a source of danger for us in the future." And though, as you said, there are only four minarets in the whole history of Switzerland. I mean, there is no widespreading of minarets. The Muslim community is well integrated here, and they try to be a good member of this society. But the right wing party, they have a tradition in how to get more votes out of the people once they bring them such an issue. 4 or 5 years ago, they said, for instance, the Muslims are going to be the majority in Switzerland in 2040, and the law will completely change after that, and the Muslims here are only waiting their chance to get over the power and to get over the law. You know, these things bring a certain instability in people who don't know quite a lot about such a religion. On one side, on the other side, they look for their own life. Is it threatened or it's not threatened? Once they hear of these fear and threatening, so I think that so many people have voted emotionally and affected by the by this propaganda of the right wing party than they have rationally voted.